Assembly Bill 1897 aims to make businesses responsible for the working conditions of their subcontracted laborers, a responsibility usually held by the contracting companies themselves. If it becomes law, the bill would apply to any industry that hires temp workers and seasonal laborers, including agriculture. Assemblyman Roger Hernandez says he introduced the bill to reduce problems like wage theft, poor working conditions, and finger-pointing when laborers try to complain.
It's important that we weed out these business models that exploit workers and that depend on all of Californians to subsidize, bad treatment of workers.
But Christopher Valadez with the California Fresh Fruit Association says AB 1897 would make farmers and other employers too vulnerable by putting them on the hook for things they're not necessarily responsible for.
The biggest issue is your legal exposure. I mean, first and foremost, you've now created a shortcut to a joint liability test.
Valadez argues that it's the contracting companies that should be held responsible, but Assemblyman Hernandez claims that those companies are not always the source of the problem.
Some of the conditions that these workers are experiencing may be there at the site of the client employer, not at the site of the labor contractor.
The bill will soon be up for vote in the Senate. With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Klein.